seated. So normally we learn halacha after davening, but we'll be learning about Hechos Pesach. But Mehes asked me to address the issue of the halachic issues of gambling. There is the basketball tournament, whatever it's called, and some people do not know the basic, the concepts, etc. So just clarify some points. We'll take a few minutes to clarify the points. Number one, Rabbi Einar Zatzal spoke about this back in Tavshin Samach Tes, and he pointed out that the Ben Torah should not be involved in it. It's not a place in the walls of a yeshiva, and it's not for Ben Torah to do such a thing. So that's very clear. Number one. Number two, there is a discussion in the Gemara. What status of a person? There's something called a masacha. It could be a person who was playing with dice. They were basically betting on dice, and they put down money. It's not a new issue. It's been written around for a long time. There's a machlokes in Gemara whether the person is considered a gazan or not. But that being said, and we'll see it's a machlokes in halacha how we paskin, whether a person's a gazan under the circumstances or not. But the Magen Avraham in the Hilchos Shabbos, over there talks about a case of Simon Shincha Beis, discusses the case that they were betting pieces of larger portions and smaller portions of food for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says it's usur, and the Ramah does not argue. So the Magen Avraham points out that even though in Chashan Mishpat the Ramah argues on the Shulchan Aruch whether you have a status of a gazlan, but everybody agrees that it's usur. So it's not a question of, it's not mutter. Number one. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch in Chashan Mishpat in Simen Shenayin, when he deals with this issue, he says even if you would be betting with a non-Jew, which there's not a problem with Zela, it's still usur because of Bittul Zman. Because that's the more says that the person is not being Isaac Yeshua Shalom, is not using the time properly. I would add possibly a third issue, which is I think it's a waste of money. Baltashkis, a person will be wasting his money. The person did not give us money for these purposes, gave us the money. So let's say you would, only case I could see possibly that's not an issue, that people are betting, and the money goes to Stalka. Okay, so whoever wins, whoever gets the end of the money will go to Stalker. So that situation, it has a good use. So the person who actually spoke about this in regards to lotteries and raffles, in regards to Stalker purpose, a raffle is a form of betting. I'm putting money hoping to win, right? So it's a form of betting. So it's our Stalker, they are moderate. But for other purposes, it's not mutter. Now, so we have many reasons why this should be problematic. What's the person's status if he does it? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no way there's going to be mutter. The Rambam paskins based on the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that there's no way for a person who is to collect the money in the case where he bet with somebody. So if a person was a Sephardi, he follows the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. So if he would have a case that he would bet with somebody and he would win, he would be also to take the money. If he takes the money, he's a gazlan. He's postulatus. So he grows up to be a chashur shashiva, and they call him up for aides to be under a chuppah. And he says, "Under 1 second, I can't be an aide because when I was 16 years old, I bet on a tournament, and I collected the money, and I'm postulatus, and I never gave the money back. So postulatus, I can't be an aide. So just if you do that, remember that's your status. Whenever they call you to be an aide, please do not sign as an aide in the ksuva. Please do not act as an aide by kedushin, etc., etc. So you don't want that." So that's if you're a Sephardi. Let's say you're an Ashkenazi. So what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says actually there is potentially cases where it's going to be mutter. So he says, number one, when's the case where it's mutter? He differentiates between games of chance and games of skill. Games of skill, so we're playing a game of chess and we're betting on the game of chess. So Ruvain thinks he's a very good chess player and he says, I'm going to win this game and I'll bet you $5 that I'm going to win this game. Shimon says, no problem. So they put down $10 in the middle. And Reuven says, I'm going to win. Now, Reuven loses. Shimon says, aha, collect the money. Now, Reuven did not give that money wholeheartedly because he thought he was going to win. So that case is also to collect. Ramos says, and if you do, you're a gazlan. Because he did not give the money wholeheartedly, and that's the case of Masachah B'Kluvi, which the Gemara says, he's postulatus, he's a gazlan, etc. Let's say we're talking about dice. Now, any person who has any understanding realizes there's no way to really know how the dice are going to fall. So he knows that it's a very good chance he's going to lose. And he understands that. So if he's betting on that, he's willingly giving the money, knowing that he might lose the money. So he's not a gazlan. to collect in that situation. So in a case of a game of chance, not a game of skill, so you've got two guys who are betting on the tournament, and they say, you know what, I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. I have no idea who these people are. I don't know the names. But let's put some money for fun. So then maybe you could discuss collecting the money. But if you bet with someone you think he knows what he's doing, I know, you cannot take his money if he loses because he did not mean to give the money. So if you want to bet with someone, make sure you bet with somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about and knows it. Okay? That's number one, important rule. Because you listen with him, think, all right, he thinks he knows what he's talking about, you can't take his money. You can lose if you want. That's not a problem. But, you know, but now, then he says, even in that case where you're talking about a game of chance, not a game of skill, you may not collect the chayv. So it has to be the money is sitting there up front. You cannot go, it does not generate a chayv, which you may collect. If you collect a chayv, and hey, you owe me money. You come next day, where's your money? So then you'd be a gazan to take the money. You may not take the money if you do, you're a gazan. But if the money's up front, then it's going to be mutter. And he says, and the third condition, based on a rush, is that you do not need to do a ma'aseh kinyan. So what's the scenario? He puts the money down on the table, and the table belongs to you. So as soon as you win, it's yours. You don't have to do any act of gevi'ah, of collecting the chayv. In that situation, the Ramah says, you're not a gazan if you take it. And even that, the Magen Avraham says, according to the Ramah, it's still asur to do. So everybody holds its asur. Do you have a status of a gazan? In a case where it's a game of chance, number one. The money is there on the table, number two. And number three, the table belongs to you. So, or belongs to both of you, let's say. He says, also good enough. So then you become immediately, without any act of kinyan, it's automatically yours. So in that situation, you're not a gazan, you're not posulatus, still also to do. So, and we have other reasons why we said it's problematic. So that is a clarification, halachically, why it's not a smart idea to do it, and why it's also to do it, and why you might have a status of being a gazan if you do that. Have a good morning.